Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm recording, is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great, cool.
It's fine, everything's fine.
I should have told you there was a
hot
mic.
No, I can tell from concept. From
okay, cool.
Context.
Context,
yeah.
Because the red light.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we're going to be taking a look at some classic monster movies over this week and next week. This I is love the that. This shut up. This is I was well, talking. Now, I was
well,
talking.
Well, now I don't love it. Now I'm not going to cover any classics over this week and next week. I don't want to.
Can you at least do this one because you watched it? Otherwise, you watch something for nothing.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't watch anything for my own enjoyment. I only watch things for content. You know that.
Exactly.
Not to be content.
No.
But for content.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, I believe this is the oldest film or property that we've looked at on Caravan
Whoa.
And Garbage. Would you say that's right?
That's not a good sign. Because as you know, the quality of content drops off significantly the further back in time you go.
Very true.
Cave paintings? Boring.
Yuck.
Boring. Can't sell an action figure off a cave painting. Boring.
That is boring, yeah.
And then something, The Matrix, and everything's cool.
Everything's cool, exactly. Yeah. Man, I tell you what, though. The original Godzilla movie.
Yes.
Which obviously launched 1,000 ships.
1954.
That's it.
70 years old.
Yeah.
This very day.
Yep.
This is the anniversary right
That's
now.
Right, that's
Today,
right.
Today, this, when this comes
when
out.
You're watching it, whenever that is.
Yep.
I'll leave a like on this video. Yeah, it got me thinking watching this. A couple of things. I love that they took this so seriously. It's so earnest.
Yes.
It's not at that tongue-in-cheek point where, you know, King Kong's riding Godzilla to fight another thing or whatever. Which I also love.
That's cool too.
Which I also love.
Right. There's no, well, that just happened.
No.
That nobody's invented that yet.
I think also.
I think that was The Matrix 1999.
It might have been, yeah.
He's beginning to believe, well, that just happened.
I think also it made me like Godzilla Minus One more because that is such a great kind of reboot of this, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it's not quite a remake, but there is certainly a lot of shared elements to it. Yeah, it's a real
Godzilla's mean and rude for no reason.
He is. It's a real loving homage. But yeah, I went into this. The last time I saw this would have been I would have taped it off the TV in the 90s
in 1954.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I got my building sized VHS recorder and I taped it off the telly. And I was wondering how it was going to hold up. And look, it takes a minute to get going.
Definitely.
But what's interesting is how many elements were there from the beginning.
Oh, my God. You're not wrong.
The famous Godzilla theme, the one that goes... the Godzilla scream.
Exactly. Well, all of that. So that's Akira Ifukube. And he not only did the music, he also came up with Godzilla's roar.
Yes.
Which is apparently just rubbing coarse resin-coated rubber gloves together.
Huh, let's try that now.
And also the he came up with the thunderous footstep sound using a kettle drum and a knotted rope, much like James Bond's balls, no doubt.
Oh, sure,
it's that kind of situation. Yeah, I mean, even if you look at the atomic breath is here. I mean, it's more of a fine aerosol can mist.
Yes,
but it's here.
It's here, and again, I went into this fully expecting we wouldn't see that, or if we did, you know, maybe that would be a later edition or something like that. But, I mean, again, it's not the laser beam of kind of present-day versions, but it's there. And there's a five-minute sequence where he just lays waste to the city and just poisons people to death and blows up buildings. And
you see those electricity towers just melt.
Yeah.
Just really good stuff. Good miniature work in this,
I agree,
you know. Because a lot of this, they were flying blind. Like, they didn't really know.
Well, this was the first guy in a suit
movie,
really.
Oh, no, at the very least, yeah. So this
Besides came 12 Angry Men.
Oh, yeah, that's
a lot
true.
Of men in suits.
A lot of men 12, specifically.
Yeah.
So these, in terms of cost, we'll talk more about that at the end. But during the 50s and 60s, these were Toho's most ambitious projects and most expensive. And they were only able to do that because they managed to sell these overseas.
Sure.
Because most of the other properties that they make, they don't necessarily translate well. You know,
sure.
Japanese art house, black and white cinema. People weren't loving that necessarily.
Okay,
in
sure.
In the 50s, some made it across, of course. I know you probably saw them. You're watching this and you're like, I saw a lot of that. Great, that's good for you. But I'm saying in terms of appealing to a mass audience.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Cool stuff, you know. I love also in this how, they attempt to explain everything scientifically.
Sure.
You know, where does Godzilla come from?
Probably under the ocean.
Yeah. They've changed it multiple times, you know, over the years. This one, it's kind of implied that he looks the way he does because he's been burnt by nuclear explosions.
He was very handsome before this.
He was so handsome.
He was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
Was he really?
Yep.
As played by James Van Der Beek. I'm thinking of the two most handsome things.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's right.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Cool. I love that. Yeah. And they bring in, the oxygen destroyer to to get rid of him, you know.
Again, like still being used to this day.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. Just all of that stuff is really, really good. And there's so much amazing imagery in this. I mean, there's a funny moment where they're trying to hit him with missiles from a plane and they cannot hit the fucking broadside of a barn,
That's
mate.
That's right.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, it would have also been really hard to put explosive squibs on the Godzilla suit, I imagine.
Because you'd kill the man in it.
You'd kill the man.
Oh, he had a real rough time. I want to talk about that, Mason.
I bet.
So according to suit actor Haruo...
Spin it around.
Fuck it up. Nakajima?
Yeah, it's Haruo Nakajima, yeah.
Haruo Nakajima, and I'm so sorry, by the way.
Okay.
This accent does me no favours, other than ordering a beer at the RSL, then nail it. Mm-hmm. People are like, look at this fella, come on.
One Haruo Nakajima, please.
That's what I say. The suit was made from ready-mixed concrete.
That sounds too heavy already.
That's right, due to a limited supply of latex.
I would have used anything else.
Yeah, well, it was post-war Japan. You couldn't just get anything, right?
That's true.
And the original suit weighed...
Oh, this is a metaphor.
It's a metaphor, Mason.
Wow.
You didn't think it was about anything, but it's a metaphor. There's politics in this. The original suit weighed 104 kilograms and was nearly impossible to use. But luckily, they made a second suit from a liquid plastic polymer.
Okay.
And that only weighed 91 kilograms.
Oh, shave off a couple of kilos there. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so
it gives it weight, certainly.
Oh, boy, does it.
Yeah. Godzilla's not wobbling in the wind, is he?
No. So one of the ideas initially was they thought, could we do this like King Kong, which came like 20 years prior? Do we use stop motion? And they realized, well, we don't really have the skill set for that in Japan at this point. Also, it's very time consuming. Also, when you use miniatures, like you got to get the scale right. It's a very specific skill set, which they didn't go with. And that way, if you put big guy in a suit, then you can build bigger miniatures.
That's so
bigger
true.
Miniatures, if you will. So they went with something called suitmation, or really just guy in a big suit.
Absolutely.
Would probably be the more technical term. Yeah, apparently, yeah, the actor in it used to faint frequently, obviously.
Wouldn't matter, though, because the suit would stay up. Because
yeah,
it's set solid concrete.
Yeah, and it got up to like 60 degrees Celsius inside it.
That's too hot.
Which is just absolutely insane. I think the only thing that's not quite right on it, I know the scale varies like scene to scene. I don't really care about that. I think you kind of do what works best dramatically.
You could say it's the radiation.
Yeah, exactly. Say it's the radiation. The eyes are a bit kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's looking in opposite directions. But there's some amazing imagery in this. Some of my favorite moments, there's the one where he gets caught in power lines. I think that's really good. The rampage sequences are all a lot of fun. And there's a moment where he puts his head over the mountain. You see him, he's like, hello, I'm Godzilla. And then they go over the mountain to see him.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
He's Michael Myers in Halloween.
Yeah.
He's run away.
And you see the footsteps in the sand and there's just like a tail line that's been dragged through.
Uh-huh.
I love that. I think that's so cool.
Oh, that's just reminded me. We said this was an era before. Well, that just happened. But there is a line in this movie where somebody goes, this isn't a movie. It is, though.
It is a movie.
It is a movie,
don't
actually.
Lie to us.
Yeah, don't lie. We know. We can tell. I'm in a movie theater right now. And by that, I mean I'm on my phone.
Absolutely. I found, the ending a little bit anticlimactic because they defeat him, well, they think, for a time, and he goes for a little swim.
Yeah, it is. It's not, it's not the classic Hollywood ending where it's like the two forces finally collide. Godzilla's having a little nap.
Yeah.
And they just go down and they poison him.
Yeah.
Which I think is rude, quite frankly. Yeah. I'd wake him up and be like, come on, mate. You throw the first punch, then I'll hit you with my oxygen destroyer.
But I do think there's something to be said.
You don't have the cement balls to come at me.
But I do think there is something to be said that, like, there is this, like, ever-looming threat. And we know he's not really gone. And if it's not him that returns, it'll be another variation on him. So it doesn't end like, we got him. It ends with, like, this will probably happen again.
Sure.
We'll be seeing this guy or something similar, probably in 1956, the sequel movie.
Mm.
Do you want to do some trivia?
Yes.
Or as I call it, Trivia 1954.
I love that.
Great. So director Akira Kurosawa... You might know from various films.
I do.
Yeah. He was a lifelong friend of fellow director Ishiro Honda and included this film among his all-time favorite films.
That's nice.
Other directors have said kind things as well. George Lucas cites this film's miniatures as an inspiration for the special effects that he used in Star Wars.
He also used miniatures.
He did every special effect by himself. A lot of people don't know that. George Lucas single-handedly did every effect. Yeah.
And including all the practical effects in the prequels.
Yep,
it's all practical effects.
Right, it's not practical.
Did people know that? People don't know that, but it's true.
So when Christopher Lee did that flip, that was George Lucas.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That part where Dooku loses his arms, that's Lucas.
What?
Cut his own arms off.
Did he really?
Yep.
Amazing. Steven Spielberg also cites this movie as inspiration for Jurassic Park. Scorsese is a huge fan, but there is one person I found who is not.
Is it Roger Ebert?
God, you reckon?
I'm sure he hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he reviewing movies in 1954?
No, but I think he came back to it. Because there's also an American version of this.
Oh, what,
there's
like a re-edit kind
of? Well, it's a re-edit. It's got Raymond Burr, Canadian right. actor Raymond Burr. Just, they put him in sort of new scenes with a lot of Japanese extras, and he's a reporter. He's reporting on it. It's
wow,
just,
look at that.
Yeah, it's just a lot of reaction shots.
And mopping
going,
his brow.
Yeah, going, whoa, I can't believe this. I should leave. But I won't.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing really here. It's fine. I'm completely safe.
That's right. Who were you going to say?
Ray Harryhausen.
Oh, what?
He apparently harbored a
he's a Mr. Stop Motion.
Yeah, he harbored a deep resentment for Godzilla for most of his life.
Because he lived in fear of him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he thought there was a lot. He thought specifically his film, The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, like inspired this.
Oh.
And the creators of Godzilla have been very open about their love for his work, you know. So sure. I don't, if anything, it was a homage and not like, we're going to stick this to Ray Harryhausen.
That's right.
This will show
Nobody's
him.
Nobody's ever going to think of The Beast from Over the Block or whatever you said. Nobody's ever going to think about it again.
No.
You know why? Because The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms wasn't like, ha, 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 ha.
And he was mostly 20,000 fathoms down. We didn't That's even right. know what he was up to. Just people going, God, this is good, isn't it?
It's good. It's nice to be at the beach, isn't it? God, at sea level. Oh, so calm.
Apparently the film also does use stop motion animation to enhance a few brief scenes in which vehicles crash into Godzilla's tail. And it twitches. I don't specifically remember that. No. Ben and Lawrence, if you can find that, here it is. Yeah. If you can't, that's fine also.
And here's a couple of incredible model shots where like a helicopter is tipped over by a slight breeze. Yeah. There's one and there's of a car. That's flipping
These
over.
Aren't real, are they?
No, they look awful. Really, really bad.
It's 1954, Mason.
Yeah, I know.
It's 70 years to the day.
That is true.
It's true. And also in the year 2004, on the year of its 50th anniversary, Godzilla was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Did Godzilla show up?
We couldn't have, Mason. It? He's too big. He would have stepped on all the stars, including Patrick Dempsey. Is that what you want?
No, not Patrick Dempsey. It's McDreamy.
It's McDreamy, yeah. Mason, yeah. Not McSteamy.
Yeah, not McStomped on. That'd be rude.
That's right. I guess we could talk box office because it's actually pretty interesting,
Ooh.
I think. So the budget of this was 60 million yen. Which is about $400,000 at the time, which equates to about $4.5 million today.
It's not bad.
No. And the box office return, because this did have a bit of an international release, was $2.5 million, which is about $28.6 million today.
That's not bad.
Pretty bloody good, mate.
Mm-hmm.
So there were three successful movies from this year, Japanese releases. Seven Samurai.
Sure.
Samurai.
Is that Kurosawa as well?
Yep.
Well, he had a bloody banner here, didn't he?
I agree.
What is he, an American director that is also prolific?
Yeah.
Is he that guy?
Yeah, it's him.
The guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah, that's him.
Wow.
Yeah, Ray Harryhausen?
No, absolutely not.
George Lucas?
Sure, that's one.
Prolific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Wachowskis that one year?
Yep. Guy Ritchie?
Yeah. Oh, he's... Oh.
Three movies a year, whatever he's doing.
Wow, too many, some would say.
Just lads.
Yeah,
just lads right. Aladdin about. And Aladdin. He also did Aladdin.
Oh, yeah, that's
well, that's also lads, isn't it?
It very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Samurai Eye and Godzilla. So they were 1, 2, 3 in the Japanese box office that year.
Good for them.
But, of course, this was the real success story. Since 1954, there's been around, and this will probably change by the time this goes out,
yeah.
68 feature films released.
Whoa.
This property is valued between $4.5 and $5 billion.
So much.
I know. And it's just started from this.
And what Seven Samurai had. They've had Seven Samurai, Magnificent Seven, that Magnificent Seven remake,
yep.
S Club Seven.
Yep.
That's about it, really.
Battle Beyond the Stars.
Sure.
And I guess Star Wars, sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they reckon also there's been about $2 billion in toy sales and tie-in bits and pieces over the years. Huge property. Again, just the thing that they went, let's have a big smashy monster that's going to tell us a story about the horrors of nuclear war and also post-war Japan, et cetera.
And everybody went, whoa.
Everyone went,
whoa. Just blowing stuff up. That's cool.
It. Exactly.
Above sea level as well. That's interesting.
It is interesting.
No judgment, but that's quite interesting. Unlike things that are happening, you know, several thousand fathoms below.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, which would be boring.
It would be a bit boring, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Harry Snoozenhausen.
Whoa.
Harry
Nappenhausen.
Nappenhausen, yep.
Yep.
Yep. Ray Haversnoozen.
That's great. That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
We got there in the end.
God, did we?
The best thing anyone's ever said.
I tell you what, Mason. We're going to come back and check out another monster movie next week. Do you want to know what it is?
Is it another Godzilla movie?
No, Mason.
Oh.
Here's a hint.
What is it?
It's King Kong. It's the original King Kong.
Whoa.
We're going back even further.
Oh, that's so old.
Sometimes you've got to eat your vegetables, you know what I mean?
Ugh, I don't want to.
No, Mason, we're looking at classic movies.
Does anybody shoot a laser?
Probably not. Oh. Someone probably throws a spear.
Is this pre-laser media? Yeah. I don't like it. Ugh.
You don't know.
Wow.
You love it and you probably respect it.
Does Godzilla leap in the air and fire two guns at once?
No, probably not in that
God
one.
God damn it.
As far as I'm aware, he wasn't invented. That was this like 20 years prior, yeah.
But is this the origin of his iconic big yellow gauntlet? Robot gauntlet.
Yes, it is in that.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's great. Okay, all right, then I'm okay. Don't panic, everyone.
If you do want to see that earlier, you can actually head over to bigsandwich.co where all the videos go up there early, but that's not the only thing. There's bonus movie commentaries. There's bonus podcasts. We also do video game Let's Plays.
Video game Let's Plays.
Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out there early on Sunday as opposed to Monday. All of that is ad-free if you do want to check it out. Leave a comment.
Leave a comment?
Leave a comment.
Okay. Do you like lasers?
Do you like lasers?
Yeah.
What's the best King Kong Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
Is it Godzilla X Kong versus the New Empire?
Might be.
Might be.
Yeah.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye, grab that gem. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.